Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan.
So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain.
Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain.
Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man.
When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man.
And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down.
We hold the crown for majors before us,
and though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up, cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim, so I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college,
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, October the 16th, 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time as any, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my sisters, got a very important topic for you today. It's one of these shows, man, that's really important, but it's a separation show. It's one of these things that really, really causes a lot of issues for a lot of people, because at the end of the day, we all, have a different set of interpreting reality. Everybody's world is flavored or framed by their environment, by their teachings, by what they have learned and have not or unlearned, the people that are in their circle or that are not in their circle. So today we want to talk about this is a three-part series that reveals, explains, illuminates, and simplifies my message and my audience, we're talking about that everybody wants to know what the truth is. Everybody wants somebody to tell them what the truth is. Very few people want to know how to find that truth for themselves. So we all like to be told, but we don't like to work, many of us. Not you personally, but many of us. So today I want to talk about how you don't have to worry about depending upon anybody else to find the truth. Not a version of it, but I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify my three-step process. You know, I listened to a show last night that it was great. It was good, but, you know, the guy was talking about how, you know, he was a Lone Ranger, meaning that he was the only guy that had the truth, and everything that he talked about, I've been talking about for years. So I need to make sure that you understand three words, that is exegesis, etymology, and ruach. Now, these three words, again, establishes Hebrews 6:1. So first of all, let me reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the problem, if you want to call it that. Now, I'm recording on both messages, so if we have a problem with Blog Talk, just switch over, and I did email the other number, which is the 515-739-1285. Access code is 432-358 in case we get disconnected. Because a lot of times on these venues, we do get or we do have certain problems. So today we want to talk about the first word, which is what I use and which the Father taught me. Now, most people who go to seminary or cemetery, they are taught hermeneutics. Now, I understand hermeneutics, but hermeneutics is the study by which we break down words and understanding the history of the Bible or any ancient text. But hermeneutics was given to us by Hermes, which again was one of the, depending on who you talk to, fallen angels. Now, everything that we know on this planet was taught to us by the fallen angels. Now, the problem with making that statement is that people haven't researched the statement. Now, anybody can make a statement. Now, my opinion don't mean bulls, don't mean nothing. Your opinion, now, we all like our opinions. In fact, most people that I know are willing to die for their opinion. Now, I used to be one of those cats. But now I understand, because I asked the Father on January the 1st of 2009, and ever since then, the Father gave me a way by which to under, over, and understand the best truth, not a version of it. And I went all the way back to the beginning of recorded history, which explains why we were even in Iraq with Bush 1, not Bush 2, with George Bush and General Schwarzkopf, or whatever his name was. We went straight to Saddam's museums, and we destroyed artifacts because those artifacts explained the Samaritan, and it gave truth to what's in the British Museum and what's underneath the Vatican and what I've been talking about for the last 20 years. And so when I hear people say that nobody else knows this, it bothers me a little bit because I've been saying that nobody else knows this. Now I know that I got to stop saying it, and I want other people to stop saying it, because God is revealing the truth, not a version of it. Now, there are many different versions of the truth, but I highly recommend that you get the truth, not a truth. Now, there's nothing wrong with having a truth. We all must start at a level. That's what Hebrews 6:1 tells us. Now, brothers and sisters, these three words, exegesis, etymology, ruach, is the only way that I found and everybody else that knows, which I can count on one hand, that teaches the same thing that I teach. I can count on one hand the people that teach the same thing that I teach. Because those, it takes time. That's why I charge for what I do, especially because it takes time. And very few people understand the value of their time. I didn't. And I talked about the show that I did the other day, how long would you stand in line for a $100 bill? And then I asked the question, how long would Oprah Winfrey or Bill Gates stand in line for a $100 bill? Now, that shows the value of time. So the first thing that we got to understand is the Bible says, now, I am not, the statements that I'm about to make to you, these statements come from the Helios Biblios. Now, the Bible, the book Bible or the Bible, however you want to slice it and dice it, these are all statements that are made based upon historical exegesis, etymology, and the ruach, meaning they're based upon historical fact. They're based upon biblical words that are broken down using the ruach and etymology and exegesis. So we must understand that I want to share with you, and it's only a small remnant, I understand. Most people don't care about the truth. They just like their version. And I'm okay with that. That dog used to hunt for me too. I was not interested in what I'm teaching today. I've just recently, but as of January the 1st of 2009, came into the under, over, and understanding of the value of the versus a. Now, there is the truth, and then there is a truth. There are different levels of truth, and everybody got a truth. Very few people, I can count on one hand, the people that I personally know that have the truth. Now, there is nothing wrong with having a truth, but the Father would like for you to have the truth, because the only way for you to get into the kingdom is to have the truth that was given by the Father. Now, there are many fathers. The word father means patar in the Greek. The word patar, again, means a stem cell. It has to do with the understanding of the progenitor of a species. It is the creator of a species, not the creator of all species, just the creator of one line. In this case, Homo sapien or Homo genesis. Now, again, the word genesis, the word genetics are code words, as I've been talking about before. So we must understand why you must have exegesis, not hermeneutics, why you must have etymology, and why you must have the ruach or the pneuma. Because the system that we live in today, again, is a flawed system according to the Bible. The Bible says that the serpent, that old dragon who has deceived the whole world. Now, the word serpent is cold. Now, very few people know this, like the dude said the other night. The word serpent comes from the Greek word serapenta. Now, I know this, unless you, like the guy said, nobody knows this, which is a lie, because I know it. So I know it. I'm not the only one. And so I want to apologize for anybody that I offended by making that statement, because the guy kept making that statement, who was a guru of gurus, and it pissed me off. Because what he was saying, hell, I've been saying for 20 years. So I will no longer say that I'm the long ranger. Because this guy was saying, and I've heard, you know, I've been on like John the Baptist, Zane Garcia, Dr. Oh, man, I forgot these guys' names. I was going to write them down. But, you know, there's about five or six guys who overstand, if you want to use that word, overstand, these three words, exegesis, etymology, ruach. Most people, myself included, we fell into the lying pen of the scribes. We didn't understand that the truth was taken and turned upside down. We didn't understand Matthew 23 when it says, woe unto the you scribes and Pharisees. We didn't understand when the Bible said that there is none righteous, no, not one. I didn't understand when the Bible talks about the serpent, which I'm going to break down what that means, because it doesn't mean if you trace it back to the original text. You know, like the word genetics, gene, ticks. Gene means gin. The word genetics means gin. Now, I did the show on the gin, the J-I-N-N. The gins were the fire beings. So the word genetics means genes, ticks. Pigs are blood-sucking animals, vampires. That's you and me. So the genetics, your genetics, means that you are, or you have gene ticks, J-I-N-N, ticks. Now, that, again, means that you have pyromid, or we call it pyromid, which means, pyro means fire, mid means middle. That means in the middle of your back, you got pyromid, they call it the kundalini, which is the serpent. Now, everybody that's a part of the esoteric movement know that the kundalini is what everybody teaches. They call it yoga. They call it anything that activates the kundalini. That means just the root chakra. That means sexual energy. It is the manipulation, now, according to the book, Think and Grow Rich, the sexual magnetism, which I used to teach, which is called sex transmutation, which is taking sexual energy, harnessing it, and using it instead of ejaculating it or having sex and expelling all that energy through an orgasm instead of an organism. So I can create an organization, or I can have an organism or an orgasm. You choose you this day. So people who are very procreative, they spend all their time in the three F's, fun, fighting, and effing. So they choose to have an orgasm instead of building an organization. Now, you have the same choice today. You can choose right now to go out and be prolific and have sex all day, every day, because sex, sex, sex is 666. So the pentagon or the pentagram, penta, again, penta means five. So when you add the Sarah Penta, we get the Seraphim or the Serpent, Serpent. So the Serpent is Serpent. So the Serpent means six-sided. So the number 666 is the number Ser, and Pent, the six-pointed star, which is the Jewish star. And the Pent is a five-pointed star. Now, everything else I've already discussed before, that's a part of the life management system. Now, moving forward, I'm going to start slowly moving out of teaching about wealth and health and relationships and focus upon my calling, which is teaching the truth, not a version of it. So that's my message, and I am called to a audience. Now, I like teaching about wealth, health, and relationships. That's great. I will still continue to teach it when needed. But my mission, my point, my problem, as I talked about today, the number one secret to it all, the secret to eternal life, is found in exactly what Paul said when he asked God to take this thorn from me. I sent everybody the video this morning. So if you want to know what you called to do, all you got to do is find your problem. My problem was I did not know phonics, as I talked about earlier. I did not understand the definitions of words. So when somebody talked to me, I had to go look it up. So I've been spending all my life looking up words. So now I get paid to look up words. That's called etymology. Another thing is that I was inside of a box. I was inside of a cage. So I needed to get out. Now, the word exegesis means to lead out. Now, the word ruach, again, means pneuma. The Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you. So we got three words that they all mean get out the box. So the first problem that I have is that everybody I talk to, they say, Doc, what box? Everybody I know tell me they're not in the box. Yet the Helios Biblios tells me that you are in a box. And the people who tell me that they are not in the box are the card-carrying Christians that the Bible that they carry says that they are in the box. Now, the Bible, I didn't say the Bible says that there is none righteous, no, not one. Does not the Bible say that? The Bible says that we all have been led astray. Does not the Bible say that? The Bible said that old serpent, the dragon, who has deceived the whole world. Does not the Bible say that? So the Bible tells me that there is none righteous, no, not one. And the Bible also tells me that I need to do something. Again, I'm a Hebrew 6:1 Negro. Now, again, I must get you to see that you're in a box. Now, I'm in a box, too. I'm just in a bigger box than you. So now that I understand that I'm in a box, I go outside the box to get informing, to understand how to re-rate my genes. It's called regeneration. Moses was spared, Noah was spared because he was perfect, teleos, telomeres, in his genes. The genes, the fire, was taken out. He was re-rated. Re-gen-rate. To rate the gen. That means to return the genes back and to return back to the original source. That means to get the fire out of your spinal cord. That means the root chakra. That means that you stop doing or you control the three F's, fun, fighting, and effing. This, my brothers and sisters, is understanding how cytoplasm, which is the next series, and understanding neothermoplasma and understanding plasmatic physics or plasma-based being. That's what you are, brothers and sisters. You are a plasma-based being. So the next series, we're going to break down plasma. Now, your blood is carried by what? Plasma. So we're going to break down cell-to-cell communication. We're going to reveal, explain, and illuminate and simplify plasma. Plasma. Without understanding plas and ma, then everything that I'm saying will not make sense because you can't leave the pattern. Now, the Bible says in Hebrews 6:1, therefore leaving the principles are patterns, patterns are power are boxes. Now, if you can master your box, you got power, but there's different boxes. I just want to get in the biggest. I want to get in the biggest box. I want to have the biggest box in the sand pit. You have a choice. You can live in a little box called denomination, or you can live in a big box called revelation. So you can have denomination or revelation. Which one you want, brother? Totally up to you. You have this thing called free will. So I just decided on January the 1st, I want to have the biggest gun in the fight. I want to play in the biggest sandbox on the playground. So I got the biggest sandbox. It's still a box, but it's the biggest one. I got the biggest gun in the fight. I'm still in the fight, but I got the biggest gun. So you can choose you this day whom you will serve, but you need to understand, number one, you and me, we believe the lying pen of the scribes. That's what it says in Jeremiah 8:8. We also, again, have not chosen, according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10. So God has sent us a strong delusion because we did not, so that we would believe the lie, because we did not choose the truth. We chose a tradition. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. So as long as you have tradition, you can never have the truth. Now, it is okay to have tradition just as long as you understand. Now, my job is I just chose to have truth over tradition. So there's nothing wrong with having tradition. Just make sure that you understand what you got. So when you get to Hebrews 6:1, you will understand why you can't leave and cleave. See, the Bible says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine, not the principles of the principles of Christ, but the doctrine of Christ. The doctrine, now again, I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed, nor am I the brightest bulb in the pack. However, I do understand a little something, something. So the word doctrine means logos. That means word, that means speech, that means utterance. It's come from Strong Concordance number G3056. So what is going on, as I've been saying for 20 years, is word magic. So they use words. The Bible says that they, heaven and earth would pass away before one jot and one tittle of God's word does not return. So God's word cannot return void. It must accomplish that for which it was sent. So God honors his word above his own name because he knows that they manipulated his name. So God, the big one, not the little one, understands. That's why you have something called a plasma membrane on the surface of every cell, which I will break down in the next series that talks about plasma. So the reason that the scales have been removed from my eyes The reason that I can see and share, the reason that I know, I don't believe, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I'm 100% right. I got $10,000 to anybody that can prove me wrong, because I have something called exegesis. I have something called etymology, and I have something called ruach. So, first of all, you need these three things. Second of all, the reason that you need these three things is because what we have is a lie. Because the Bible says it. I didn't say it. The Bible says it. Now, the Bible says in Jeremiah 8 that you have inherited lies from your forefathers. Now, I know this because I looked up the definitions of the words, and I'm asking myself, hey, why did they change that from the original? So if you don't know the original word, how do you know that what you got is the original truth? So what I do is I trace things back to the original. Because I know, because I've already looked up and I say, whoa, the word Anunnaki doesn't mean, the word Nephilim doesn't mean, the word gospel doesn't mean, the word holy, Jesus. Every word in the Bible got a different meaning from what we're taught. I looked at the word ruach, I looked at the word pneuma. Every time I do a study, a word study, I find out that the word or the definition that is being taught is different from the definition that I got. For example, we just looked up in Hebrews 6:1, it says doctrine. The word doctrine means logos, which means speech. Underneath the word logos, L-O-G-O-S, is another Greek word, L-E-G-O. So the Greek word L-E-G-O means to speak, it means to affirm, or it means to maintain. So when I have a doctrine, that means that I've said something over and over and over again, I exalted it, I pointed out words, I said something, but that doesn't mean that what I said is correct. So the word doctrine just means a statement that's uttered out of somebody's mouth. It does not mean that that statement is based upon biblical or biological fact. So anybody can establish a doctrine. You can establish a doctrine or a denomination anytime you want. Joseph Smith did it. So why can't you? If you want to start your own church, your own cult, knock yourself out. So the Bible says we need to leave the principles of the doctrine of Christ. It didn't say nothing about leaving Christ. Now, I've talked about this before. When I researched the definition of the word God in Genesis 1 and Lord God in Genesis 2, and I got a plethora of shows. I've talked about the destroyer. I've talked about Nibiru. I've talked about, again, wormwood that it says in the original text. The original text talks about that the earth was being destroyed. And when that, in the book of Moses, I mean the book of Moses, when Moses took the blood and smeared it over the doorpost so that the death angel would pass over, I looked it up, and that word death angel, guess what it means? It means the destroyer. The word destroyer means warm wood. Now, I don't know if you really know what that means, but the 1% who's building underground bunkers all over the world, they know what it means, because they know that Nibiru comes into Earth's atmosphere every umpteen thousand years. And they know something that is called, again, in our text, the desolation, the abomination of desolation. It's the apocalypse. So when you read the book of Revelation, if you don't look it up, and if you don't know that what happened in the Old Testament and what it's talking about in the New Testament, I'm sorry, in the book of Revelation, and what the powers that be talked about, they said it was going to happen on December of 2012 because the Mayan calendar ended, but nothing happened. Then they said it was going to happen this year on September the 23rd, but nothing happened. But I posted on my Facebook page, there's something that they got over in the South Pole right now. Now, again, everything that I'm telling you today, I can verify it in the Bible. I can verify it, again, in the ancient text. I can verify it also, again, Bible, non-Bible, biology, and astrology. So I can astrologize, I can use the stars, because the Bible says in the book of Genesis that the stars were given for signs so that God's people are not caught unaware. So So I know, I don't believe. I have a knowing system. I have a belief system. I want to teach you the knowing system. I don't want to teach you a belief system. So if you want to know, I believe, if you want to know, I believe, if you want to know what's going on, you need to, again, go to Arizona. Look up in Arizona. They got a big telescope over there in Arizona called Lucifer. And now you might want to ask. Then you want to go over, there's, I did the show on it already. On the top of Mount Hermon, or Mount Herb, which is, again, cold. Just like every word in the Bible is a code word. That's why I do numerology on the Bible code. Now, all of this was taught to us by the Nephilim, which is, again, Bible code. For what Jesus said, he's from the upperest expanse of the north. Now, I told everybody to look where Jesus said he was from. He says, you are from below, I am from above. Now, I've asked, I've begged, I've pleaded for everybody to look up the definition of that word, where Jesus, whom you say you serve, is from. Now, I don't know nobody who's done that. Me and about three other people that I know of personally have looked it up. Because, see, the devil knows. He knows. He don't believe. He knows we are creatures of habit and convenience. The devil knows you ain't going to look it up. The devil knows you don't got time. The devil knows he got you on the treadmill of life. The devil knows that you want to live, because he knows that there's no such thing as L-I-V-E in the spirit realm, because L-I-V-E, remember, those, they take the truth and they turn it upside down, and they put it in reverse, according to Isaiah 48. So if you take L-I-V-E-L and turn it around, you get E-V-I-L. If you take lived, you get L-I-V-E-D. You get D-E-V-I-L, devil. So the devil, if you've lived, because there's no such thing, because remember, in the ancient text, I've talked about it. I've just finished a book called Telematics and Telomeres. The word perfect means what? Telomere. Now, again, a telomere ends life. No telomere, your life goes on. Now, remember, Adam and Eve, they ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. God says they have become like one of us. So we must put a cherubim, which is a cerebrum. I've done the show already, which means it's in your brain. So there's something in your brain that prevents you from having eternal life or immortality. Because he says, hey, if they eat from the tree of life, they would live forever. We don't want them to live forever in this state. So if you don't understand that, my brothers and sisters, again, you will believe a version. You will not believe the version. Now, people ask me all the time, well, Brother Will, what is the version? Now, Jesus says, I only speak in parables. Why did Jesus speak in parables? Now, I posted on my Facebook page earlier today when somebody asked me that same question. As I said before, the number one secret, the number one hidden esoteric secret to everything in life is to know that your weakness is your strength. The only way to activate the Christ in you is for you to get out of your ego and to walk in your spirit. See, the spirit on this dimension is weakness. See, if you walk in the spirit, you cannot fulfill the lust of the flesh. So Paul asked three times, hey, take this thorn. Notice the thorn was a messenger, a message from Satan. So where is Satan at in your body? Satan is holding up your body. You can't exist without Satan. He's called false faith, phosphorus. Don't believe me? Go to Google, type in DNA. Now, you do know DNA is code. D-E-O is a fallen deity. You do know that when in the Bible, when Eve was taken out from Adam's rib is short for ribonucleic acid, rib, R-I-B, that's code for rib. So the fallen angels did something that they weren't supposed to do. Now, I've been saying this for years, and a couple other guys who think they've been saying it for years, and they're the only ones saying it. That's the only reason why I'm saying it. Now, none of this stuff I normally say in public, because you can't teach nobody the truth. They got to find it themselves. That's what I did. God only reveals himself to, again, those who ask, seek, and knock. But everybody's too busy. So we listen to the Reverend Dr. Bishops because we ain't got time to do the research ourselves. Now, again, the Bible says study to just show yourself approved unto God. But we don't got time to study because we raising our families. We go to work every day. We got stuff to do, God. Now, trust me, I understand. I just do the same business. Then on January the 1st of 2009, I got tired, man. I just prayed for death. God said, it ain't time for you to go yet, homie. I said, you don't understand. I'm tired of doing it. I don't want to play this game no more. This game is rigged. And he's like, no shit, I freaking rigged it. And then I asked him, why the hell would you do that, man? Why would you rig this game? And then God says, read. So I went to Matthew 13:10. And he said, read, Negro. So I read it. See, the Bible, according to the Bible, the disciples came to him and they said, why do you speak to the people in parables? See, that's the what I want to know. So I went to God. I was pissed off. See, I don't know what kind of relationship you got with God. But see, my mama died when I was little. And the lady that was responsible, in my mind, she had a Bible too. And the dude that she was attached to, I just saw my brother email me something about the dude. Dude is 80 years old. He's still around. Still preaching the same bullshit. 80 years old. Been to prison. Got out of prison. His name is David Terrell. Stay away from that dude. So I was a little angry at God. So I was an angry little dude. So I went to God. I said, God, you got a whack system, homie. And so I set out, and I violated every scripture that I could find. I found a scripture, thou shalt not steal. I stole. Thou shalt not commit adultery. I commit adultery. Whatever God said don't do, I did it. And then I looked at God and said, what you going to do, homie? You know what he did? More love. So the angrier I got, the more people that God sent into my life, they just loved me unconditionally. And I was pissed off, man. I didn't want nobody to love. I wanted to fight. But I couldn't find nobody to fight. Because God is a God of love. He wishes that none should perish and that all should come into the knowledge. But nobody knows that the system is rigged. Because everybody I know, the worst problem that they had is a flat tire. Now, see, I had some problems as I was a little kid. I don't know about you. I was a functional illiterate. Now, remember, the only way to find the truth is if you go through your problem. What is my problem? I didn't understand what people were saying. They were saying words. I couldn't understand them. So God gave me that thorn in my side. Because why? Same thing he told Paul. To keep you from being conceited. Because remember, pride comes before the fall. Now, again, I've looked it up. Go to the garden in the Old Testament and go trace it all the way down. What does that name mean? Triple dare to look it up. I triple dare. I got $10,000 if you can prove me wrong. It means to fall. Pride comes before the fall. The God in Genesis 1, the God in Genesis 2, the God all through the Old Testament means love for the fall. Now, what the word Nephilim means? Fall. Now, again, I ain't making this shit up. Look it up for yourself. I've already done it. So I don't have a version, brother. I don't have a version, sister. I have thee only. That's why I speak with authority. That's why when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, there ain't no demon on this earth that can touch me. Until God say, hey, homie, time to come on to the house. But until then, come on, I'm going to be walking through demons like butter. Because they work for the God I serve. I don't work for them. Now, you should be asking yourself, well, Brother Will, you're making a lot of statements, brother. Well, you're going to back those statements up. Well, that's what I do in my life management system. I don't have the time, nor, again, you cannot tell people the truth. You can only tell them that it exists. And then you got to do what I did. On January the 1st of 2009, after I grew up in the church, man, this wasn't anything new. I had been saved. I had been licensed and ordained. I had been teaching and preaching for 10 freaking years. And my life sucked to me. Now, everybody else, I had a wife, I had kids, I had cars. Everybody else was like, Brother Will, you're awesome, brother. You're the greatest thing since sliced bread. But on the inside, I was miserable. Because I knew I had a form of godliness, but I didn't have no power. I was tired of faking it, homie. Oh, I could speak Christianese. But when I came home, I was treating my wife like trash. I did not have a aletheia, which is a Greek word that means love. So Jesus said that I know that people love money, cars, women, whatever, more than they love me. Therefore, I'm going to let them have it. Only the people. Now, this is how you know you got the truth. When Jesus walked past, everybody, all of his disciples, they immediately stopped everything that they were doing, and they stopped, and they started following him. Now, let me make sure you understand something. Matthew 13:10, that I started saying, the disciples came to him, and they asked him, why do you speak to people in parables? He replied, because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. What? That bothered me. I don't know. That should bother you. Because I want to know, okay, why is the secret given to them? I want the secret too. You know, you're not worthy of the secret. How come I'm not worthy of the secret? Because you got other things before me. So I went to 2 Thessalonians and I read it again. And he says, I'm going to give you a strong delusion so that way you will believe the lie. I look at the lie. It means akruman, aruman. Then I went to Exodus when God turned his back on Moses and he showed him his high part. I looked it up again. That means akruman. Then I said, who the hell is akruman? It means evil brother. So who's the evil brother? Do you know who akruman is? Yeah, I don't think so. Why, they don't teach that in church. Why? So I asked God, why don't they teach what I'm finding out, like me and three other people? That's all I know. I only know three people who know what I know. Now, people ask me all the time, well, Brother Will, why don't you just say what you know, brother? Well, as I said, and I'm going to say it again, on my Facebook page, I posted on there what I know. And I ask you, go look up South Pole telescope footage of Nibiru, Nibiru. Now, what does Nibiru means? Does anybody know what Nibiru means? Now, a lot of people talk a lot of good shizness, but again, you have to look it up. Because I can say, oh, yeah, it means this brother, or it means that brother, but you got to look it up. I don't want you to believe me. So that's what I did. I looked it up. I recommend you look it up, too, because it means that to remove. Now, Nibiru comes to remove something. The question is what? Now, desolation, apocalypse, every bad thing that's getting ready to happen that everybody got y'all scared of, that's all good shizness. That's why I'm happy as a Lord. Everybody else I know is scared. They take the truth. They turn it upside down. Now, death in the book of Isaiah, when it says, I, the Lord God, I create darkness. I create good. I do all these things. So I knew. Then I read in Timothy. Timothy says, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but he gave me a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So I said, God, I want that. I want that. I want that. I don't want fear. I want love. I want power. I want a sound mind. I triple dare you to make that statement to the big G. I triple dare you to say. Now, don't go to God with the name that you think. Just say, God, hey, I think I got you, bro. But just in case, that's what I did on January 1st of 2009. My whole world was turned upside down. Because then God told me the truth. And he said, brother, if you want to know thee, if you want to understand me, you need to understand exegesis, you need to understand etymology, and you need to understand the Ruach, because those three things was the only way to get out of this dimension. Because there is a little g who has word magic, because remember, there is no jots and tittles in the original. There is no vowels. It's only a consonant language. So they just added in jots and tittles wherever they wanted to add it in. Now, I've been saying that for 20 years. I only know three other people. I know there's others, but I only know personally three other people who are saying the same thing. So let me make sure you understand what that means. Because when word would show up, now again, go to my Facebook page, click on the link that says No More Hide and Seek, New Planet X Tracker. Triple dare you to look it up. I triple dare you to look it up. South Pole Tracker. What the hell are they tracking? Why is there a telescope in Arizona right now called Lucifer? Can you tell me that? Why on top of Mount Herb there's a whole complex? They're waiting for somebody to land. Now, do you remember where the 200 angels who fell, where they landed at? I'll answer that for you. Mount Hermon, Mount Horeb. Now, you might want to ask yourself, why? Now, the fallen, why in the Transformers movies, or did they make one of the Transformers, one of the movies, I think it was the third one, was called Revenge of the Fallen. Who the fallen taking revenge on? Them knuckleheads trying to take on the big G. The fallen think they're going to win. Now, I look up the definition of every word that I speak because I'm a functional illiterate. That's my problem. That has turned into my gift. What's your problem? Whatever your problem is, that's your gift. You got anger problems? Ooh, man, you are blessed. You got money problems? Ooh, you are triple blessed. What's your problem, brother? What's your problem? God gave you that problem to get your ass up out of here. That's the only way you're going to get out. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement. Your problems is your solution. Whatever your problem is, when you reverse engineer it, you find the big G. Because, see, God gave you that problem to keep you from being comfortable with this solution. Because this dumbed-down version of reality is not the real one. So the word exegesis means an explanation of an interpretation to explain how to get out. The word exegesis in the original text means to lead one out. Out of where? Why do I need to get out? Why do you need to get out? Now, tomorrow I'm going to break down the word etymology. You don't want to miss that. And then I'm going to break down the word ruach. Ooh, you don't want to miss that. And then I'm going to tell you why you must, if you for real, pay me for what I know, or you take your time out and research. Now, you're not paying me for the knowledge. The knowledge is free. What you're paying me is for my time. My time is not free. In fact, my time is valuable, homie. So if you want to spend time with me doing one-on-ones, if you want to spend time with Dear Kinnear Reports, if you want to spend time so I can tell you exactly what I know and tell you exactly what I go to prove every question you got, you ask me any question, I know the answer to it. Any question. People ask me questions all the time, say, well, who is God? No problem, I got you. Why am I here? No problem, I got you. Who is the devil? No problem. Is Jesus and the devil the same like they teach in all of the esoteric communities? No problem, I got you. Who is the morning star? Who is Lucifer? Lucifer is a Latin word. Didn't even show up in the Bible. Not even in the Bible. Somebody, some fool named Origen put it in there. So is Lucifer and Satan the same? No problem, I got you. Where do I go when I die? No problem, I got you. Is there a hell? Is there a heaven? No problem, I got you. Any question you got, I can biologically, I can scientifically, I can biblically, and I can non-biblically prove. Now, if you believe, whether you believe the proof or not, that's up to you. Like I said, like, which is true. My wife tells me all the time, hey, you know, people can make up shizness. How do you know that history is history? That's a very good question. People can make up shizness. That's why I got the Ruach and the Pneuma. Number three. That's why you need all three. You need exegesis, you need etymology, and you need the Ruach, the Pneuma. Because they all three lead you and guide you. They will never manipulate or control you. I guarantee you. I guarantee you, brother. I guarantee you, sister. You cannot be deceived if you got those three things. Guarantee you. But unfortunately, depending on how you slice it, many are called, few are chosen. But Brother Will, what does that mean? Remember, the word exegesis. The word exegesis, brothers and sisters, means that Hebrews 6:1 applies to you. It gives you the ability to leave the principles. Now, the word principles, again, means archetype. Arch means original. Type means pattern. Of the doctrine, that means somebody just said it. That means it was true. Of Christ, the Greek version, the Roman version, not the original one. And it says, let us go on to, this is what I want to break down for you. That's inside of my book that I probably will be releasing that one for a couple of years. It will be available to all of my members in my private club, the life management and life optimization. This word in the Greek, perfection, that's where we all are going. That's God's plan for mankind, contrary to popular belief, and I can prove it go to Google, type in DNA, click on images, and look at your DNA. You will see four letters, A, C, G, T. Those four letters make up the four proteins that make up your DNA. That makes up you. That's what you are. But there is a fifth element that nobody talks about. It's not even mentioned that holds those four letters together. It's like the name that they give you of the name of God, Yahweh, God eternal within the body. The only problem is they don't tell you which God that's eternal in the body. Now, I know, and I'll tell you, but I recommend you look it up for yourself, because ain't nothing like you looking up for yourself and seeing it in print, and you be like, damn, you got to be kidding me. And when you look it up, you will find that your DNA is held together by phosphorus, and you look up the Latin word of phosphorus, it means light bringer, it means morning star, it means light bearer. Now, the word phosphorus and phosphate, false, P-H-O-S, also means F-A-L-S-E, false. And the word fate also means P-H-O-S-T, P-H-A-T-E, also means F-A-T-E, fate, destiny. Now, I need you to over and understand something for me, brothers and sisters, because this is very important.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute them.
Every word in English is word magic. The English is Anunnakin, or English is Enochian. Don't tell nobody I told you. That's only taught on higher levels. Let me say that again. English is Enochian. My son, when he was 13, taught me that. When he was playing a video game that they made into a movie, and it was, what's it called? The, I forgot the movie. What's the name of that movie, Father? Assassin's Creed. Thank you, Father. Assassin's Creed. The Assassin's Creed. So at the end of the game, the assassin comes before this lady, and the lady tells him, "Shut up, I'm not talking to you." And he looks around, and he's like, "Oh, there's nobody here but me." And she tells him, "I'm talking to the entity in you." What? This is in a video game that's played by your child, your children. Do you know what's, now they got a movie out now. The movie is off the chain. Have you seen the movie? Assassin's Creed? Have you seen the movie Jupiter Ascending? Have you seen the movie Jupiter Ascending or Jupiter Rising? And the House of Barakas? Have you looked it up on Google? Barakas, B-R-A-X-A-S. Don't tell nobody I told you. Have you looked it up? See, the devil know you ain't going to look it up. He know you like to be entertained. Now, I'm not mad at you. I went to the movies, too. I had my popcorn. I was sitting on the front row. I wasn't looking up. I wasn't thinking about looking up. Nothing. Till I got home. Then I looked it up. Have you looked it up? So right now, the word perfection inside of Hebrews 6:1, it means, again, teleates or teleatos or something like that. But let me see if I can get this thing to play for me. There we go.
5,047.
Teleates. Now, the Greek word teleates means the state of being more intelligent. It means spiritual perfection. Now, the Greek word teleates, now, this is the true destiny of mankind. This is what God desires. However, you probably going to do what you desire. But the Father, the big one, not the little one, the big one, this is what he desires. Now, the word telates, has another underlining Greek word.
Strong's G, 5046.
Teleos. So like tell a lot. It's spelled T-E-L-A-O-S. Very similar to T-E-L-A-M-E. That's inside your DNA. So teleos, it means to bring to an end. Now, your DNA brings to an end your life. The only reason you die is because you got telomeres. That's spelled very similar to the Greek word teleos. That's the only reason you die. Right now, the 1%, they got a drug And how old, I'm going to do a show on it. I have it inside of my book. It comes from a plant. If you eat this plant, it helps the longevity. I was telling my wife about it last night. The longevity and the clarity of the genome or the DNA. So the 1%ers, they've been knowing this for years. But they're going to let you die at 50, 60, or 70. But they're going to live to 100. Henry Kissinger is still walking around. You know how old Henry Kissinger? Oh, what's his name? George Sarasa, whatever his name. He just recently passed away. He was like 110 or something. Why do he live so long? Why are you checking out at 60 and 70? They also got a drug called wormwood that they use as well. Now, brothers and sisters, teleos means to bring to an end, but it has an underlining Greek word. Now, this is the English word perfection or perfect. So the English word perfection or perfect
Strong's
from
G,
the original Greek.
1056. Tell us.
Tell us.
Tell us.
Tell us. Basically like tell us. Tell us. Where we get telomere, where we get tele. Now, have you ever heard of the word telematics? Go to Google, type in telematics. If you want to curl your toes and blow your cookies. Now, again, I already have it written down inside the book. You can read my book or you can look it up for yourself. So this Greek word, now, telematics, is how they're using technology to end your life. Telematics. Telomeres is how they use biology to end your life. Who's they? The fallen. Who's the fallen? The Anunnaki. Who's the Anunnaki? They got a king called Anu. Who's Anu? Well, I break all of this down. Again, I've been talking about this for... I looked at one of my old shows that I did on the Destroyer one. It was like, what, man, 7 years ago. That's why I give all of this to my to the members inside of my life management, but it's a step-by-step system, and I have to reorganize it so that way people can understand it because it's so much information. Because I got 50 books, 365 shows, the 600-page Dear Canary Report, and so a lot of people get confused because I talk about health and wealth, so I'm just going to pull out all of the information that brings about the transformation. That's the result of a revelation. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. The word T-E-L-O-S, telos, the last Greek word, it means to terminate. Now remember, Jesus said something like this. Whoever seeks to find his life must lose it. That's what Jesus said, whom you say you follow. Now, no disrespect, but let me make sure you understand, because again, they take the truth, they turn it upside down. That's what the book of Isaiah says. Jeremiah 8:8 says that you have inherited lies from your fathers. And he said the lying pens of the scribes. Why the hell? Now Matthew 23 says, woe unto you scribes. God doesn't like scribes. Why? They change the definitions of words. They use word magic. Now I gave everybody at the last series, I gave everybody the book on word magic called OmniThought. Brothers, sisters, if you're not in the Plasma series and the Ether series, so that way you can go above words and use what God did, let me close with this. Eve, or Adam and Eve, walked with God in the cool of the day. In Genesis 3. In fact, let's go there really. How much time we got? Ooh, we're almost out of time. But let's go there really quickly. Now, again, this is exegesis, which means to lead out. Something is going to get you out your box. But the only way that you can get out of your box is what you got to have what Adam and Eve had before the fall. Now, in Genesis chapter 3, let's go there really quickly. Remember, Adam and Eve, before the fall, communicated with God 24/7, 365, nonstop. They walked in the cool of the day. They walked in the cool of the day. They walked, they didn't run, in the cool of the day. Now, in the original text, if I can get this, let me see if it's going to work for me. Let's see if it's going to come up. And, okay, there we go. So Genesis chapter 3, now the serpent was more subtle. The serpent, we're going to break that down a little bit later. He was more subtle. He did this, he did that. Where is it at? When the woman saw it was good, and the Lord called Adam and said unto him, where art thou, Adam? Let me see. Where is it at? Let me pull up that scripture. When Adam and Eve walked with God in the cool of the day. There we go. Verse 8. Genesis 3:8. Thank you, Father. Let's close with this. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people as we close. Genesis 3:8. We want to leave on a good note. This is what you must do. If you don't do nothing else in your life, you must do this. You got to walk with God in the cool of the day. That's exegesis. This is what I do. Genesis chapter 3, verse, and they heard the voice of God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. Now, brothers and sisters, let's make sure you over, under, and understand. Anytime you want to hear from any God, the big one, the little one, or the medium-sized one, there's a plethora of them. Judges chapter 3, verse 10. Judges chapter 10, verse 6. If you want to know all of the other G's, there's a plethora. So all of them are going to talk to you. That's why you got to use etymology and ruach to understand, are you talking to a real one or a dumbed-down, created one? So this is how you hear from God. And they heard the voice of the Lord God. Different God from Genesis 1. Genesis 1, it was God. Genesis 2 and 3, it's the Lord God. Lord is in all caps. Another study for another time. They heard the voice, the frequency, the wave, the vibration of the Lord God walking in the garden. Number one, they was in the garden. In the cool of the day. So number one, they was in the garden. Now again, the word garden in the original text means G-A-N. It means enclosure. It means a den. G-A-N has an underlining word, G-A-N-A-N. It means cover. It's enclosure with a cover. That's called your brain. Last I checked, your brain is enclosed and it got a cover on it called your skull. Now, we can debate back and forth, but I got some other stuff called biology. I can break it down for a little further if you need some additional proof. So Adam and Eve could hear the voice of God inside the den of the enclosure called a garden. And in the cool of the day, the word cool in the original text come from Strong Concordance. In fact, let me play it. Strong Concordance number 8.
Psalms
7307.
Ruach.
That's where Adam and Eve could hear the voice of God in the Ruach. In the New Testament, it's called the Pneuma. You call it the Holy Spirit. That is the only way they could hear the voice of the big G. Now, the problem is the definition of that word Ruach. There's a lot of people saying a lot of shizmet. Now, again, there's a version and then there's the version. So the only way to hear from God, the big G, that's not on this planet net, although he has his representative here, that we can connect with through the Ruach or the Pneuma, which is, I'm going to break down what that means in part 3. So, brothers and sisters, that concludes part 1. Tomorrow we'll break down part 2. This is how to know what I know. Now, I can tell you what I know, and if I told you, like I've been telling you for years, if I told you what I know, me and you would not be friends. Now, I know you said, no, Brother Will, but everybody that I've told what I know, everything that I know, they don't talk to me no more. That's why I don't tell people what I know. And as the other guys who know what I know said, that the one of the dudes who I listened to last night said, he has a group that, you know, he don't tell nobody what he knows. He ain't stupid either. Because most people who go out publicly telling people what they know, they end up dead. Because certain people don't want you to know this. Now, I'm trying to tell you without telling you. Like, I've dropped nuggets here and there. Hopefully you can pick them up. But in my private life management course, it's inside of all my teachings and also inside of all my books. So doing my one-on-ones and doing my private teachings is what I reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify to the people who ask the right questions. See, if you ask the right questions, you get the right answers. But if you ask the wrong questions, you get the wrong answers. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Now, the Ruach and the Pneuma will tell you. Now, again, the Ruach and the Pneuma told me. I didn't have to ask no man or no woman. The Ruach and the Pneuma told me what to ask. So anytime you want to know what I know, you just do what I did. What did I do on January 1st of 2009? I said, Father, if you are real, I need you to show me you. That's what he said. I went boldly to the throne. That's what I'm recommending you do. Or you can do the same thing I did. Or you can pay me for what I know. That's why I have my $5,000 life management system. Now, that's the only thing I'm going to be doing from now on. Everything else is like a, pretty much a non-issue at this point, because the powers that be know some seriousness that you need to know. And it's my job, because my name in Hebrew means Bethesiah. It means builder of the temple. That was my problem. My problem was I did not understand phonics. So I had to look up words. And so I've been looking up words all my life. So I get paid very good to look up the definitions of words. And I'm going to tell you the definitions of these words that I've been looking up, because if you knew the definitions of these words, you would not believe me. So I'm going to tell you where to go look them up at, the people that want to know. Now, I can tell you what I know, but you're not going to believe me. You got to look it up for yourself. And even, now remember, everything that I'm teaching now, I knew 20 years ago. And what did I do? I said, hell no, that's not true. And I went back to church. I was like, that's no way. I refuse to believe it. So when you see it the first time, you're going to do the same thing I did, guaranteed. Because remember the Gospel of Thomas, it tells you that. First thing it says, first thing that happens to you, what the? You're going to be astonished. Then it says, you will marvel. You're going to be like, that's crazy. Then after you marvel, it says, you will reign. I went through all three stages. So you're going to go through all three stages too. So there's nothing wrong with that. So when people don't believe me, I don't get mad. I'm like, thank you, Father. You know, that's stage one. And then if you keep searching for the truth, you're going to hit the stage two. You're going to start pondering. You're going to be like, what? Because see, God is going to continue to show you stuff. You're going to keep asking for the truth. He's going to keep sending it to you. You're going to keep rejecting it. You're going to keep sending it to you. Then he's going to send people. Then he's going to send events. Then you're going to get articles. Then you're going to get movies. The truth is going to be slapping you upside the head every day, all day. And then eventually you're going to be like, okay, that I guess that's it. And then you will see. You will reign. That means you're going to be above. You're going to overstand. See, right now you're under. You're underneath. You understand. Pretty soon you're going to understand. Finally, if you continue, you will over. You're going to stand over, and you will see, and you're going to marvel at the complexities. Like old boy in the Matrix. You're going to marvel at the complexity of this thing. You're going to be like, damn, this dude got a serious system. He got everybody confused because he got a triple layer. He got a hexagon. He got a hexagram. He got a hex, a chord, three hexes. And if you don't break all three hexes, and the only way to break all three hexes is you got to understand exegesis, you got to understand etymology, and you got to have the Ruach and the Pneuma. That's the only way to get out, brothers and sisters. Tomorrow we continue with part two. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, this is part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal and circle and seems firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird bird in the house, better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.